Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with acclaimed actor Willem Dafoe. Beginning his career in New York's experimental theater scene, he has since become one of the most prolific actors in the movie business, appearing in over 100 films throughout his remarkable career, from Platoon and The Last Temptation of Christ to Spider-Man, and his latest, The Florida Project, for which he's generating a lot of award season buzz. Today, however, we're here to talk about music, specifically five songs that have inspired him throughout his life as part of KCRW's Guest DJ Project. Willem, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
What's the first track you got for us?
The first track is Little Wing, Jimi Hendrix.
Well, she's walking through the clouds.
You know, I grew up in Wisconsin, and I came from a big family. And I really listened to all my brothers and sisters' music. And what was funny is they all liked something different. We weren't far from Detroit, so some of the sisters listened to Motown. Some, my brother liked to listen to Chicago blues. Another brother liked country. So I think all my life I haven't had my music. I've always listened to other people's music. And even when I travel, I usually listen to what's around me. But in this case, I mentioned Little Wing. Inspiration's a funny story, but when making this list, I decided just to do the first five songs that came to mind. But Jimi Hendrix is important because he represented, there was another world out there, because I wasn't living in a Jimi Hendrix world. And I remember really well that my sister, maybe I was 12 years old or something like that, when she played Axis Boulder's Love for me. And it was really something incredible. And Little Wing keeps on coming back to me. It's like a fragment, so it teases me, you know? And it's muscular, but it's sweet, you know? So that always stays.
Well, here it is, Jimi Hendrix with his classic Little Wing. That was Jimi Hendrix with Little Wing from the classic album Axis Bold as Love, as selected by our guest, Willem Dafoe. Well, I see next you've got something from a fellow Midwesterner. It's Bob Dylan.
Yeah, and that's significant because here I am a kid and I see this guy from the Midwest that, you know, kind of singing like a hillbilly, and he's from the Midwest, so he's kind of invented himself. But he, you know, I've always been a Bob Dylan fan. There's lots of us out there, and I've followed him all his career, and he's incorruptible, always doing good stuff. He's a great poet, and when I was a kid, songs like Love Minus Zero, No Limit were very important because I would hang on those words, you know, and things like There's No Success Like Failure, and Failure's No Success At All, for a kid, was something to chew on. And I've just been a huge fan of his, and I picked this song only because it was sort of a beginning for me. I think it was 65. Of course, I maybe wasn't listening to him then, but his early career, particularly when I was young, I really chewed on it.
Do you think there was something about that early Bob Dylan that did speak to Midwesterners maybe in a way that other people across the country didn't quite perceive?
No, I think he spoke to everyone because this was an incredible gift he had. He put stuff on its head, and also I admire how he's dealt with his career and his celebrity. You know, people tried to turn him into a poster child, and he was slippery. You know, he's like a good actor. He's a troubadour. He keeps on working, he keeps on changing, he keeps on doing what he likes to do, and I admire him terrifically.
Well, here it is, Bob Dylan with Love Minus Zero, No Limit.
The country doctor rambles, bankers' nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night goes rainy, my love she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
That was Bob Dylan with Love Minus Zero, No Limit, as performed from his 1965 album, Bring It All Back Home, and selected by our guest, Willem Dafoe. So I see with this next song, we're taking an international turn here.
Because I'm getting out of the house. But the next one is Malaika. And this particular version is by Angelique Kidjo. And as I made this list, I know some musicians. And I thought, oh, I'll use all my friends. But I couldn't do that. But Angelique, I know a little bit, and I've seen her in concert a lot. And she just sings this song very beautifully. Of course, it was made famous by Miriam Makeba. I mean, that was the original version. And it's, I think people know this, but it's a traditional song from Tanzania. It's in Swahili, so I've got to go to the internet to see what it means. But it doesn't make no never mind, because it's a beautiful song. She just sings the hell out of this.
That was Angelique Kidjo with Malaika, as selected by our guest Willem Dafoe. Does the performance element of some of these artists, does that sort of inspire you as an actor as well?
Sure, particularly if I've seen them, perform. Yes, I mean, I probably get more inspired by visual art and music and dance about performing than I do by watching other performers. I mean, act, you know?
So what's next for us?
Yeah, this is totally sentimental choice. I started to learn Italian through Franco Battiato, who is a very popular singer-songwriter. He's been around for a long time. Very popular, basically not very well known here. He normally sings in Italian. He does many different kinds of things. He's a consummate musician. His lyrics are very philosophical, sometimes esoteric, but he plays around with popular forms and all kinds of music forms. This song is a beautiful love song. I've seen him perform, and I get moved every time I see it. La Cura, it's really about taking care of someone, seeing someone and saying, you're special and I promise you I'll take care of you.
I know you have a home in Italy. And in fact,
I've got a wife who's Italian.
Who's Italian, yeah. Did you have an interest in Italian music? Did that inspire an extra interest in Italian music?
Not so much. I mean, I know that after the fact. And once again, here's a case of me coming to music through other people. It's La Cura by Franco Battiato. Supererò le correnti gravitazionali. Lo spazio e la luce per non farti invecchiare. Ti salverò da ogni malinconia, perché sei un essere speciale ed io avrò cura di te. Io sì che avrò cura di te. Well, what's the final track you got for us? The final track, and my Portuguese is not up to snuff, is Ya Sei Namorado by the Tribalistas. And I think it's from way back in 92, and it's kind of strange for me to reach for that, but it's a song that keeps on coming back to me, and it's just joyous. It makes you want to, run around the house naked and dance. Of course, when I heard it the first time, I didn't know the lyrics at all. But the joke is, when you know the lyrics, they're so well expressed in the melody and the music that it's almost like you don't need to know the lyrics. But it's a very joyous song and has a sense of freedom and sexuality and excitement and fun that not a lot of songs can really capture without, being a little contrived. It feels very free, and if you listen, the lyrics are good. They're about being free.
That was Tribalistas with
Ya Se Namora,
as selected by our guest, Willem Dafoe. As an actor, do you use music as sort of a portal to your characters?
You can, but no, not usually, not usually. You can, it depends, you know, with mood things, when you're just doing pure action. But no, because I generally feel like you should deal with what's there, and if it's out of the frame, you make associations that are outside of what's happening. So it's like, even in the theater, you know, you don't use music as a cover or as a mood. For me, generally, there's too much music in films anyway, because they guide you, they trap you, they don't let you experience what's really going on. Of course, it can be beautiful, and sometimes it can guide you in a way that's very satisfying. But in a lot of films, I think it's used as a patch job.
You've been in some films that have had some unique soundtracks. Last Temptation of Christ.
Beautiful, beautiful.
To Live and Die in L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there a particular film that you can think of that had a soundtrack that really you kind of reacted to?
Last Temptation was a beautiful, beautiful soundtrack. Because it matched, it captured it. It was beautiful. It was a character in itself. And then, of course, you know, here I am complaining about music, but classic death scene in Platoon, when this character that I play is running for the helicopter, and it's slow motion, and it's Samuel Barber, Adagio for Strings. That really makes the scene. So I should shut my mouth.
I think now, looking back, we did not fight the enemy. We fought ourselves. And the enemy was in us.
Willem, thank you so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
Thanks.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through Apple Podcasts.